Well, thanks, Amanda, and hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This webinar today is a small snippet from our two-day workshop that provides sales managers with straightforward advice on how to take your sales team to the next level. And at the end of our presentation today, we'll have covered four key points. First, how to overcome the sales instincts that may be crippling your effectiveness as a sales manager and coach. How often has it happened where you make a decision that your gut instincts tell you is the right decision, but then the results of your decision don't turn out the way you thought it would? Well, it's possible that the sales instincts that you developed and honed in your past as a peak performing sales rep could be inhibiting your effectiveness as a sales team leader. Second, we'll talk about how to insert higher standards to create better team accountability. Third, we'll discuss three of the most frustrating sales coaching challenges that you face and what you can do to overcome them. And finally, fourth, because of the close linkage between sales coaching and sales forecasting, we'll discuss what changes companies can make in their pipeline structure to help their sales managers submit more accurate forecasts. If you take away one message from our presentation today, it's that we must find better ways to provide high-quality coaching to our salespeople. Why is this so important? Let's take a look at some of the recent research. According to the Sales Management Association, implementing an effective coaching program optimized for quality and quantity of coaching grows revenue 17% faster. And according to CSO Insights, it results in higher win rates. So this is an essential topic for everybody who has responsibility for sales team leadership.